Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. Here, I am Sarah Levine, here with your co-host and my co-host, Casey Balsham.
Hello.
That was so creepy.
It's the new me.
and Danny Murphy.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, you have to do a weird voice, too. Come on.
Hello. I mean, I can't get
that
the
Halloween month.
Yeah. What is it? October 4th.
yeah, we're getting creepy.
Yeah, we're getting spooky as fuck.
Yeah, Casey has a giant scar on her neck.
I do.
I had to get
check your bodies. They're pretty amazing, but like if you have a lump, fucking get it checked out. I had a giant lump on my neck and they had to cut it out.
It was like the size of a baseball.
It truly was. Yeah, they cut it out and I'm fine. Nobody cry. I'm fine. Don't worry.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina or Texas, Canada. Nobody cry for me. They biopsied it and had it drained. And it just, you know, your body just grows lumps sometimes for no reason.
It's so weird.
My lumps.
I wish they would have played that in the OR. I should have had
Should I go to medical school just Maybe. To make the environment more cozy?
Yeah. Well, I told you they were laughing at me because I have a mustache on my finger. So as they were like putting me under, and because you take a little bit of a ride first. So I was like kind of high. And I was like, and I have, you know, my mustache tattooed on my finger. And they were all like, so I was like putting it on all the surgeons. I was like, hi. And they were like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a comedian. And then the last thing I remember is I literally was like, I give you consent to take pictures with my mustache while I'm under. And they were just like, no. And then I woke up in a different shirt and was like, I'm good.
They were like, yeah, we're not going to do any of that.
No,
like,
I know. It's
we have to do our job. So we're not going to take photos with your mustache.
Oh my God.
Like I've heard horror stories of people doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, they were like they were like laughing until I was like, you could take pictures, I consent. And they were like, no.
Like it's but
oh, I think when I go in for my post-op, I want to give them all some free tickets to comedy show. Because they were very cool. Because I literally walked into the OR. I had like the gown on. I was like, I'm here, guys. Party can start. And they just immediately started laughing. I'm like, you know what? If you're going to cut me open and see my guts. I really am interested to see what the lump was, though. Like they didn't show it to me or anything.
Ew.
So I'm going to go
in. You should keep it
like
in a jar like Rocco does when they take out
my
his appendix.
Yeah. So, but bonus of this surgery, you guys, I have a big old thing on my neck. I have an early Halloween.
But it's like so festive. You should try to keep it for Halloween.
She scheduled this surgery for October.
Yeah, I did. I was like, purpose. Listen, I'm going to be Frankenstein if you can. I know my friend wants to take some shots and he's like, let's put a couple bolts in your neck. I'm like, ooh, sexy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like that's going to win.
You know, it would be so good. You know, that legend about that girl who always like wore that ribbon around her neck. And you could never untie it.
I know. Well, this is what.
Just be that girl for
Halloween. I know. Well, I want to be. I told you guys I'm going to be Donatello Versace because I have a Donatello costume and a fur jacket. So.
Wait.
You guys don't like that.
I like it. It's like a mashup pun.
Yes.
It's good. That's good. It took me a minute.
I know.
But, so I was like, oh, that's cute.
But also, it's going to take drunk people like six times longer than I just took.
They're just going to think you're a drunk turtle.
Cut to me just not even going out on Halloween.
Oh, God. You're going to be away for Halloween, right?
I'm going to be in Israel. Woo.
Ooh. And I'm going to be in Israel before you. Me and Sarah are literally going to high five in the airport.
Yeah, just.
And then you're going to Paris and I'm going to Paris.
Wait, are you really doing? That's so funny.
Yeah, we're taking the same trip. but we're doing it in different times.
Sort of bummed we're not going to be there together.
That would have been really fun to meet up for a baguette and a cafe.
Yeah. I've been studying my French. I downloaded Duolingo because I speak French, but I don't fucking remember the word for anything anymore. Mm. So I'm like, all right, I got to brush up.
And I've also heard that that's because most of Europe, everybody speaks English and they're pretty helpful. But I've heard that Paris is the one where they're like, we don't care. But
no, some Paris, not true.
But I feel like Paris is the one they like to watch you struggle.
I was just had dinner with a friend, or we met up for a glass of wine and a chocolate mousse. Again, shout out Bouvette, my favorite French place here. And she was like, just find a teenager because they all speak perfect English and they are like happy to like help you out there. So I was like, okay, we're just going to be this grown up couple that's like, do you have teenagers around? Like, that's how our stories
can I
start
see your birth
here.
Certificate? Yeah.
Yeah. That's how our stories start here. So.
No, I don't know. Parisians get a bad rap. They're fine. They're literally just French New Yorkers. It's the same. Mm. Like,
I'm so excited.
If you ask someone for help, they will help you. It's better if you like try to speak to them in French. But even if you're just like bonjour and they can tell that you're at least making an effort,
I think you told me, you're like, if you can kind of try. And I know already that it's not tartine, it's tartan. So I feel like I'm doing that's spelled tartine.
No, it's tartine. It's tartine. It has an E at the end.
Oh, but the guy at Bouvette pronounces it tartan.
If it doesn't have an E, then it's
that's just West Village. That's like right? French West Village.
Is he actually French?
Yes.
But I feel like if it doesn't have an E,
it's not French. Just so you know.
Yes.
Everybody leave me alone.
No, just say yes.
Here come the DMs. We're offended by your pronunciation of
Oh my God. Yeah. That was honestly beautiful.
It was
Thank
gorgeous.
You so much.
Just say everything like that. Yeah. Bonjour.
It's like Sarah's, what? Bonjour.
Well, because my voice is like lower because of I haven't gotten my full vocal cords back because my vocal cords were like wrapped up in this fucking lump. So first 2 days I couldn't even laugh because it was like in my chest. I was like, like Robbie was doing. So like we were watching like Love Island and this guy was so ridiculous and we kept repeating it. And I was literally like, I was like, you have to stop. I sounded
like a pit bull walking.
I felt like I was like, well, no, what's the other big guy that the ones that hate to walk with the big old heads?
Bulldog.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. Yeah.
There's like one of the dogs that like literally just don't even.
And the ones
just,
that hate to walk, I'm like, is it me?
It's the Levine breed.
Yeah.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Sorry, Carter.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I changed my Facebook name back to like some phonetic version of
Levine. I was like the French spelling of it. Levine.
I know.
I'm like, I don't want people to fucking find my Facebook. Like there are probably years of like dumbass shit in there. Like just being a stupid high school idiot. Also right. like, I don't know. My style was embarrassing up until like four years ago. Yeah. Like I don't want people to find this shit.
It is that kind is of true. Fun to see the memories because you're like, what? Why didn't anybody tell me that's what I look like? But no, I saw that you posted in the group on Facebook, and I was like, who is this person that says that we're recording today? Oh. And then I read it. I was like, Sarah Law.
No,
it's Sarah.
I was also like, because
I just saw Law, and I thought it was one of those people that have like the five parts like Facebook name where it's like, yeah.
I was like, who knew we were recording about?
See, I fooled you guys.
This goofy.
So it's working. It's working. Just don't search me on Facebook. Instagram is cool.
Instagram, yes. Follow us all on Instagram. Follow the pod, NATC pod. Right?
You nailed it.
Follow Sarah at Sarah F. Carter. Follow Danny at Danny Cashmere, Cashmere with a K. And follow me, Case Face B, Case with a C.
Wow. Oh my God, we're so good.
Guys, that's the episode this week.
Have a great week. Have a great Halloween. We'll see you in 2020.
Vote.
So, I mean, do we want to do the scary movies or we want to jump into our story? What do you guys want to do? We were going to talk about scary movies, but we did just kind of have a good, a decent riff sesh at the top.
We talked about France, which is the scariest movie.
You're right. Honestly, I studied abroad right when Taken came out, and my apartment was near the one apartment where like all the girls were like dead and drugged out. So I was like, cool. But I didn't see the movie until after I got back, which was probably for the best.
Yeah,
that would have been that would have actually like fucked with me if I was abroad.
I know, but also I was a freaking idiot when I was abroad because I was just like, bleh. Like I didn't understand that I was like living in a real city with like actual people.
I know.
That is so real. I feel like the amount of times I've just like would like throw my phone in the air and like think I teleported somewhere in London and I was just like, where? What am I doing?
Yeah,
just like eating salt and vinegar chips. Yeah.
Oh my god. I know. I'm glad I didn't start really traveling until my 30s because I think if I traveled in my 20s, like
It's a bad look.
It's a wonder that I'm still like alive.
Truly, truly. I remember telling my friend like in college, I was like, I just want to travel. She's like, okay, Aruba, fucking relax. I mean, respect for Natalie, but she was just like, you need to wait. Yeah. And I was like, boy, you're probably right. I barely can get from Redondo Beach to Manhattan Beach without fucking stopping at every bar along the way. This is not going to end well for me.
That's great. Yeah, I feel like we could just jump into the story. Yeah,
we'll get into we'll do scary movies because we do want to do some Halloweeny. We want to do some.
Yeah. Should we do? But, I don't know, like haunted houses. Maybe we could do the Amityville house. Should we visit it?
Well, we might enter.
Oh yeah. Oh, I have to take a little video. Somebody in the Facebook group. Thank you. You sent us an application to apply for the haunted houses. So, oh my god. Oh my god. But I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. I go, oh, we got this thing. Like, because I truly get terrified. I mean, I'm scared of pigeons because their wingspans. Because when they flap, it scares me. So, like, honestly, in these haunted houses, Casey, I would probably freak out. But they were telling me they were like these crazy haunted houses. Now, I mean, we read the description for the one. It was like it said it's going to be like sexually graphic. You're going to be in total darkness. Somebody was also like, you have to sign it like a
waiver
because they'll like cut your hair. They're what? Like what?
I'm sorry, I'm not doing that shit.
I don't no.
Somebody was like, they will cut your hair.
No,
like, they
cut your hair. But I mean, you're honestly, gonna pay me $200 to go to Spoken Wheel to get it fixed. Don't fucking like, you're not, no, I'm not going to this haunted
or
house.
Or if you have your esthetician license,
send this in, like, but yeah, we'll just put we'll have a no hair clause because I really just wear think hats. We would have a shot if we did. Oh, yeah, it we talk about, yeah, we could wear hats, we'll wear our hair up. I'm like, yeah, you can't cut.
And also
hair,
I'm like bringing a flask to it, like I'm not gonna go through that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna be drunk obviously.
Okay. Well, that's crazy.
I mean, today's story is like a real life horror movie.
And there literally was actually a movie. Yeah.
It's so good. Okay, so
we've posted about it like on, if you've seen like on Pages and on Facebook.
Everyone has been losing their mind about
this. We were going to do a different story today and Sarah was like, we need to talk about this.
No, we need to talk about this. Orphan Natalia Grace, I think was her name.
Natalia Grace.
I mean, which is obviously a fake name because she came from the Ukraine. No, like Natalia is real. The Grace part is just like some name that they made up for her.
Oh, well,
like when you go to Ellis Island and they're just like, oh, your name is something ethnic. No, your name is Jones now.
Well, they keep placing her with Christian family. So I wonder if it was almost the adopted parents, you know.
Oh, like, yeah, that's another angle that's interesting.
Yeah, but we never got another name for her. Like, license plate? Do you think the birth certificate from the Ukraine? Just
I mean,
said
her
Natalia?
Birth, quote unquote birth certificate from the Ukraine.
Yeah, that's mad sketch. Okay, so here's the deal.
The gist.
Like we said, Natalia's this orphan who came from the Ukraine. She got adopted by Michael and Christine Barnett, which is a Christian couple in Indiana. Mm-hmm. They also have a son. I think his name is Jacob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is autistic, but with a genius IQ.
Yeah. Like fully, like she wrote a book about
him. Yeah. And he's like, also she literally wrote the book on like parenting special needs kids.
Yeah.
She did write a book about
apparently, his IQ was like higher than Einstein's or something like that. Yeah. That's that's what it's
and like her book was not Jenny McCarthy like. It was like a very good book actually. Yeah.
Did you read it?
No, I read excerpts of it, but it's like and also I was reading reviews of it because I wanted
reviews
to see.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's my extent for anything. But because I was curious, being like, oh, what like just to get a more of a realm of who she is, and I was like, oh, this is like actually like an acclaimed book.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, she's even said she's like she was well off. Like they had some decent money probably from books and stuff.
Yeah, so Michael and Christine adopted Natalia in May 2010 from a Florida adoption center, and it was like an emergency adoption situation that was done in 24 hours. They had pretty much no info. They knew that she was 6 years old, and also they knew that her previous foster family had like given her up, but they didn't know why.
No reasoning.
Which is kind of weird that
shady.
They didn't like, they didn't look into it because it was like an emergency situation, I guess. They had 24 hours to like do or die decision.
Wow.
Which is sketch. She apparently had a Ukrainian birth certificate and nothing else. Christine and Michael noticed immediately that Natalia couldn't walk, which wasn't in the paperwork. She also had a condition called epimetaphyseal dysplasia.
I think that's dysplasia. Dysplasia. It's a form of dwarfism.
Yeah, it's a unique form of dwarfism, and it causes her to max out at 3 feet tall and have issues walking, which they noticed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They also found that she was very nervous, but like, who wouldn't be?
I know.
If you're
I feel
adopted?
Like that's normal for like an adopted child.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so they. Already, it was kind of like from the beginning, they had unintended problems or just situations that weren't disclosed in this adoption. Right.
And also, they had so little information about who this girl was besides the fact that she was a girl who needed a home.
Which actually is kind of, I mean, besides needing home, I mean, I guess, you assume when you adopt somebody, like, you're ready to kind of take on anything. I mean, because they were, like, ready to love her, but it is... It is, I guess, kind of scary. Like, when you don't bring a baby and when you bring somebody that's already had part of their life, like, you don't know what exactly they've gone through, you know?
Yeah. Right.
That's a little wild.
But I do feel like in a traditional situation, you would get more, like, you, way oh, more
you would
information.
Get, like, a
but
thick stack of
paperwork. And also, like, meet, like, times to meet to see if you guys are good fits for each other.
Right. But yeah. In this emergency situation, it's just like, oh, you want the kid?
Truly. It truly it's just kind of feels yeah. like...
It's a BOGO. Yeah. Like, it's...
It takes me 48 hours to decide, like, what I want for lunch 2 days from now. Like, how can you imagine?
Yeah.
Being like, yeah, I guess we'll take the kid.
It's a big
so
decision.
Sarah's ready to lock it down and oh, start yeah. a family.
Yeah.
Totally.
But like, yeah, it's like, what were they like on a list for? Like, that's they were like, we want a girl. About, yeah. And they just like, and I also wonder, were they like the first people? Like, I wonder if there was other people that were like, no, I need more information before the Barnetts. You know, there's a lot of, the story like has a lot of details, but it also is missing a yeah. lot. Like,
I
there's
know.
A lot of well, things I want to like, know about her previous family. Yeah. We have not heard about them.
Yeah, probably some other Christian family.
Yeah.
I mean, it
and
seems,
also just
yeah.
stories, like the stories within the stories being like, what is the adoption like process like, and what are or, like, what are the sketchy
yeah.
moments of that?
It also seems like for an adoption center to yeah, kind of just give somebody over in that short yeah. of time. I don't know.
Also,
I don't know.
The adoption center was in Florida.
Of course,
it's random. I know, it's just like random. Like, they're going all the way to Indiana.
It's
no
three
offense,
blocks
Florida,
away from Eileen Wuornos's favorite yeah. bar that they have a shrine of her.
The, yeah. What is it? The Last Resort.
The Last.
Yeah, the Last
yeah,
Resort.
The last resort.
Last
oh
my resort.
God. It literally
last
is. Yeah.
Yes.
But needless to say, obviously, here's where the story takes a big turn. Well, starts to turn. So they get Natalia home, and they, you know, are treating her that of like a small child, a 6-year-old. You know, they've, you know, she wanted her, she had a homecoming. They painted her face. They think she's a child, and then things kind of start to get a bit weird. They notice pretty soon after they bring her home that they go to the beach with her family, and you know, they were under the assumption that she couldn't walk because she didn't, and she wanted to go in the water, and the parents were tired, and they said no, and her being
they
impatient.
Were like, just wait a couple
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, they were like, wait a couple minutes. Yeah. And I guess she stood up and ran to the water. So
Yaya sisterhood style. Yeah.
Totally, totally. Yeah. But so they were kind of like, okay, well, that's a new development. Mm-hmm. You know, like yep. they thought she couldn't walk. And now here she is just sprinting full blown into the open sea. And so they were like, that's a little weird. This is the part that, and I've tried to talk about this on stage, and people were kind of like, this is not the content we want from you.
Oh my God, you talked
no,
about
No, you did.
I did. I was at Club Coming the other night, and I was trying to do some new jokes, and you guys had just sent me the story, and I was like, have you heard about this?
I like you go up with a huge scar in your neck, being like, you hear about this girl?
Yeah. Pre-surgery. So I went up with
a
huge lump in my neck and talked about
my lump.
Yeah. My lumps.
Oh my God.
A song that they like there. It's a dance club. So she says Natalia is supposed to be fucking 6, and Christine is like, I went to bathe her, and this bitch had a full set of pubes. A full set of pubes. Full. I'm sorry. It's a full set of pubes. Like all
as
of the pubes.
As opposed to like half a set.
It wasn't coming in. There wasn't like a few stranglers.
It wasn't
here
missing
and there.
A Joker card. It was a 52 set of cards.
It was a full blown a full set of pubes. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was 6, I had big feet. Did not have a full set of pubes.
I definitely didn't either. But then again, there's
that was
like
full set
you
of
can
pubes.
Get
that was
your
screen
period
name,
when
big
you're
feet,
eight.
No pubes. 03.
Yeah, I was gonna say 80s.
Yeah. Soccer girl was taken.
Soccer girl was taken, so I went with big feet, no pubes. Full set of pubes. Could you imagine bathing a 6-year-old baby? Well, I guess she's not a kid. She's
Why
a kid.
You
be-
you're really practicing your French. You're doing great.
Sorry, I just...
It felt more Moira Rose, and she'd got the bebe. The bebe had a full set of pubes. So that is cause for concern.
I mean, a little.
Anybody with a full set of pubes should be bathing themselves.
That's the law.
I'm gonna go unless you're on the other side of life, and then take care of your parents when they get old.
Oh my God.
PSA. She didn't like toys. But then she
that's like whatever.
Yeah, I know, that's kind of like
some
she was,
kids
yeah.
just act like adults, and it's kind of funny and cute.
It is kind of yeah. yeah. There are some adults. She didn't have a Ukrainian accent or know anything about the country. Like they brought in somebody from the Ukraine. Which,
yeah, but
which
she apparently left when she
this.
Was 4. Yeah. So like,
and also
how much would you retain?
Yeah, and I feel like also when
everything.
You moved around that much, I feel like nothing's really stringed together.
Yeah.
Like she, yeah.
Yeah. I
but
guess
it also
that's
reminded
true,
me of Anna Delvey when she claimed to be a German heiress and she couldn't speak any German.
No.
could you imagine if this was Anna?
I know. And then acting like an adult, she had an extensive vocabulary. Her mom ran a kind of like a daycare type thing. And just in Italia, like looked over at one point and was like, oh my God, these children are exhausting. I don't know how you do it. Okay. Full set of pubes. These children are exhausting. You
same girl
are a divorcee. So,
so far, like this is my dream child to adopt.
I know.
Just like an adult being like, ugh, kids.
I know. Me.
I don't want toys. Can we just go now for a drink?
Let's yeah, watch Real Housewives.
I mean, honestly, put these things to bed. Let's have a martini.
Like, Dad, let's go to Costco.
Christine also started to find blood-stained clothes in the trash, which would leading her to believe that Natalia had her period, and she was just trying to hide it. So again, six. I know that girls. With the hormones in our food and all that shit. Like my friend's daughter got her period very, very early. I mean, like I think I got mine.
Yeah,
at like
you
12.
Could get it at like 8.
You can get it
That's
at 9.
Not that
yeah,
crazy.
8 or 9. But 6.
Right. Well, I have theories. Well. I'm excited when we get to the theories.
Okay, part. Okay. But so she was hiding her period, is what Christine believes. She also, at this point, they're kind of like, so they ordered a bone density test, and the bone density test that they had at this time concluded that Natalia was at least in her teens, like the thing said 14 years old. And the Barnetts were kind of like, you know, we're prepared to love her anyway, and I think they kind of then started to treat her a little bit as like an older child, mm-hmm. but... You know,
just realizing that it's like not her fault that something was messed up in her paperwork. Type
yeah,
of thing.
They wanted to love her. They wanted things. They you know had suspicions, but they were still kind of like, you know, we made an emergency decision to adopt this pube filled child.
My God. Okay, new drinking game. Drink every time Casey says pubes.
You'll wind up at club coming. Yeah.
Go there. It's a lovely place.
It is a
if
fun
you're
time.
In New York, it's so fun. Cute. They have stuff every night.
But then after they kind of agreed that they wanted to love her unconditionally and just kind of work through this, things started to get even weirder. Yes. And a lot of it came from Natalia's actions. So between 2011 and 2012, things started to get a little violent.
Yeah.
More than a little.
More than a little violent. Pretty violent.
Yeah.
So Natalia first attacked another child.
What they heard on like the baby monitor or something.
Is a horror movie in itself.
Totally.
And then she drew pictures of her family, but the pictures were of her wanting to kill the family. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to see these pictures.
I know.
They have, that's what I'm saying. There's like a lot
released
that hasn't been released.
I wonder if they'll be coming out when the case or like down
the line. Yeah, the trial. Yeah. I'm sure.
She would stand above them at night, like, which is terrifying after people want to draw, drawing pictures with you want to kill them. So they started to hide sharp objects and stuff like that just because they're like, okay, she has these things in her head and she's just standing above our bed at night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Freaky, this part freaky. Is like, this would bring to my downfall because she tried to put bleach in her mom's coffee and stated.
I thought it was Windex.
No, I read bleach.
I read just any kind of cleaning product.
I
yeah,
think it was good. Like, yeah, she great. Wasn't loyal to a brand. She was like, well, you got Clorox. Let's make this happen.
Whatever poison you
yeah.
get.
And then I said, I'm trying to poison you.
Well, we know she's not good at murdering then.
Yeah. So I was like, you stupid bitch.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
And then she tried to jump out of moving cars. Not like Lady Bird cute, like exploring style. Like
and this was
Psycho
all
styles.
Kind of after crazy. They were like, we think you're older. Like yeah. then she kind of started to like, you know.
And then kind of like when Casey said that before she would be like hiding blood-stained clothes like and place her in the trash. Now she was just smearing blood on mirrors
and
their
body,
like the
walls,
yeah.
their fluids. Yeah. She tried to drag her mother across an electric fence. Like they're like this girl.
Where
really,
was this? I need details about this fence.
And that's like a weird thing. Like because I'm I like
why
were
you
to go
near one? What's happening?
That well, and
also because that's the thing they never wrote about like having a dog or something like that.
No, and I wonder what that's for. Usually. I also think it's such a weird like because I wonder you know you go back and forth being like did this stuff happen? Did it not? You know all that stuff and you're like who would ever make up a like this is a weird thing to be like ah oh, the electric fence. You know yeah. like I never think about electric fence. Let alone like enough to make up a story about one.
Exactly.
True.
And it was after that incident that Christine says that or claims that Natalia admitted her age.
Which
so
I think, yeah.
We're 22.
I think it was 18.
Oh, 18 at this time. 18. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then Natalia's mental health was breaking down and she was hearing voices. So they sent her to live at St. Vincent Indianapolis Health Center for a year just to get herself checked out and treat her problems.
She was kind of in and out of there for a bit, but she was there for a solid amount of time. Yeah.
And doctors believe that she had a history of defrauding people as a child, which is a kind of an even new layer twist.
Because that was when she told them that she was 18, right?
Yeah. It was after the electric. So then police got involved in 2012 to see if her entrance into the country was immigration fraud or something like that, just because now some more sirens are going off, but nothing really happened with that.
Yeah. And we can talk about the, Danny sent us this morning, the Business Insider. That had, it was an article about it that kind of talked a little bit more about these falsified Ukrainian birth certificates.
Which is a whole thing.
And they essentially said that, like, in these orphanages, sometimes they don't know the age, so they literally just go by height.
It's just a shit show.
Yeah. So if you were the tallest one, your birth certificate said you were 11.
And
if you were middle, you were 10.
And
if you were the
short has one. This form of dwarfism that would make her short. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, maybe it wasn't even just falsified. Maybe they just had no, like, they just didn't know and they just took a stab in the dark.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I could see happening.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I think that. And then also, if she was being moved around a good time, everyone, because if she wasn't, like, growing because of her disease, like other kids, whenever she moved somewhere else, like, oh, maybe she's 3. So it kind of just, like, she kept on being placed that age.
I could see it.
Yeah. I could also see how if you were kept getting treated like a child, you might keep being like, this works.
Well, not because
she was being carried.
But, like, also, how would you know? Like, the only reason that I know how old I am is because, like, you know, people tell you. Like, how would you know?
I only know because of my Hinge account.
And my mom just gave me my birth certificate, so now I can check for sure. But, like, seriously, how would you actually know?
Because of your pubes.
Oh, yeah, you're right, the pubes.
But also...
Drink.
But also...
it's like the inside of a tray.
But even with this form of dwarfism, that was another reason why Christine was kind of like, because even if you're a young kid with this particular form of dwarfism, you would still grow a little bit. And they said Natalia didn't grow at all when they had her. Like, if she was 6, she would still kind of grow into, she has like a height that she won't grow past, but she was already there. I know, crazy, right?
So how old is she?
Okay,
one
coming
theory,
to Game Show Network this
how
fall.
How old is she? Yeah. Okay, one theory is that she
is a child.
She is a child. She was 9 in 2013. So as we mentioned, the psychiatrist claimed that she told them she was 18 in January of 2012. But apparently in 2011 and 2012, when she was hospitalized, she had mental illnesses that were consistent with patients in their late teens or 20s, according to court records.
Right.
But Natalia was examined by a Dr. Riggs in 2010 at the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital Lulz in Indianapolis. And this doctor determined her to be about 8 years old.
So there was another bone density test.
And on top of that, a skeletal survey at the same hospital 2 years later concluded she was about 11, which is consistent with their initial findings that she was like about 8 2 years before.
Yeah, the plot.
So it's like, it's really all over the place. But the Barnetts legally were able to change her age to 22 in 2013. So basically that would mean that she was born in 1989 and not 2003. They did this based off bone density test and the psychologist reports.
Yeah.
And... Casey's favorite thing.
The pubes.
Yep.
The
pubes. And the period. So, and I mean, pubes. I don't know. There's so much like back and forth.
Yeah.
But they what to think.
It's also, it's confusing too that it's all these medical experts, I feel like, kind of grabbing from different parts of it too. Because it's a thing with like bone density. I feel like this is also coming. I am not an expert, but in my idea of it, it would be if she has been treated like a child and hasn't been able to do like the exercise and typical growth that someone would need to do going through puberty and things like that, would her bones have the same density?
That's
like, would they not develop like an adult's bones develop?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there was enough information from this place that she, from the hospital she was staying at, and pardon me, there was enough information for a court to legally change her age. So... they're clearly, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There was doctors, there was psychologists, there was all kinds of people saying, like, she's older.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on the actual age and shit?
Danny, you go first.
Yeah.
I feel like that, I don't know. I kind of want to agree with the fact that she is a lot older, like, kind of, she was sort of 18 at this time situation, because I just think it was a case also that she was moved around a lot. never was told her real age. And it, I don't know if she was like,
you think she doesn't know? You think she's kind of like a little clueless in it?
Yeah, I think she was a little clueless in it.
I think, okay, this is like boring, but I feel like the truth is more in the middle. I think she was maybe like a young teenager or just a little bit older than six. Like maybe she was 12. But I don't think that she was an adult. Like that's extreme because in order for her to have actually been born in 1989, that means when they adopted her in 2010, she was like 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Which is like extreme. I just don't think that's true. I don't think she was like a full blown adult. I think she was like maybe a young teenager, maybe a teenager. Like it seems extreme. I feel like
you
would know if someone was like a literal adult, like they could live on their own. They would have graduated college by now. Like, it just seems hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
And if you look at her, it can like go either way. Like really certain can. Pictures, she looks like a child.
In certain pictures,
yeah. It's so weird. It's like an ink blot.
And it's that annoying thing.
Put her to work. I know.
I'm kind of annoyed. I don't know why I would ever, but I wish I saw a photo of her before this story came out. Cause I don't know if I'm like shrouded with that. I want to be like, what would I like? Mm-hmm. This person.
It's like an ink blot test. Yeah. To determine your age.
I don't know. I
what do you think?
I'm on team Barnett. I think she was a full grown up. I think she was, it seems too crazy to come up with 1989 out of the air. Mm-hmm. I think this is a 30-year-old woman who is adopted. Well, I think that there's a lot of things. I think maybe she, again, has definite stunt, like her, I think her mentality. I don't think she's, like that one psychologist painted her out to be like, she's been defrauding people for this and that.
And also she came from the Ukraine to defraud people. I was like, that's not what happened.
I think that there's a lot going on. I mean, I think that this stuff that it sounds like she did to the Barnetts is like there's shit going on, but that also could be just part of it could be part of a mental illness. That's obviously a bigger picture, not just the defrauding, but I think she's a grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a grown up who has been, is just kind of like coasting, being like, I mean, if people are going to pick me up and care for me, like, yeah, I'm gonna ride this. I think it's just
interesting
where she, I think her mentality is stunted. But obviously after all that stuff happened with the Barnetts and all these different things, it did become a little too much to handle. And this is where now some tricky shit starts to happen, and kind of brings us almost closer to where we are now. Natalia ended up, the Barnetts were like, we don't want this child in our house, this person in our house anymore. But again, they still like really cared for, like Christine Barnett was like, I was well off. I wanted to make sure like to take care of her. And so they essentially got they placed her in like a kind of like an assisted living thing.
Yeah. Yes.
She got kicked out again. We don't know the reasons.
I know. I want to know why she got kicked out.
We don't know the reasons, but she got kicked out. So the Barnetts like literally set her up with like social security, disability, health insurance, food stamps. Like they set her up to like live like an actual grown up. And she actually showed signs that she was capable of living by herself. So they kind of put her up in an apartment. They paid for it.
I think they paid the rent up front.
They paid the rent up front.
Because they actually, because again, they have this genius son. So they were moving to Canada so he could go to a special school.
Shout out to Canada.
Were just like, you know what? You're a grown up. We have legally changed. You're legally 22 now, according to the courts and everybody else. You're 22. We're going to set you up. She's like, I bought her Target furniture. Like gave her a whole frigging apartment. And moved to Canada, and then Natalia totally cut off communication with them. Like they still talk. And I think Christine said she went by the house at one point and saw that like a child's bike, like kids clothing, like said they were like, okay, so she's doing this again. She is acting like a child, but clearly she was like living by herself for a while. And then they hadn't talked to her until they got like a call. Well, they didn't even talk to her during this call, but they essentially got a call saying that Natalia had changed her social security benefactor from Michael, who was Christine's ex-husband, to somebody else. So she was moving on. She had a new family. I think Christine did talk to her one time, and Natalia was like, I'm making spaghetti for my new family or something that. And you're like, whatever.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Yeah. I'm taking the dog. But she did start taking adult ed classes at Lafayette Adult Resource Academy to work on her GED.
And made a friend.
She made a friend. And and they said, like, you have to be a certain age to get into this program.
Or you can just fake it. Like, they would make you take a placement test.
Because they said if you didn't pass, they had you work with a tutor until you were at an 18-year-old's education level.
Did it say that she passed right off the bat?
It didn't.
It but just I mean, says she, that did she went pass. To these classes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the school says they, oh, the placement test, you can't demonstrate, then you can't enroll. But she did end up going there, yeah, and made a friend. So very weird stuff, but clearly it made it seem like she could live by herself. I mean, there were, I think, some problems, but mm-hmm. I mean, she was okay.
Yeah. Sort of like at this point, you assume, like, all right, they're all just living their own.
Yeah.
Different lives, it didn't work out type of situation. But this came to a huge halt in the form of my favorite journalist outlet, the Daily Mail. because what happened now is that the Barnetts, the family that originally adopted her, were arrested and have been charged with abandoning a minor and could face up to 5 years in prison.
Yeah. And a $10,000 fine.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. That's some spaghetti. Because this was based on then another set of bone density tests that said that she was 11.
Yeah.
So now this case is working with that mindset.
Yeah.
The Barnetts claim that she is a disabled adult and are demanding that her medical and psychiatric records be released in court to back them up.
Yeah.
They're both out on bail right now. It was a $5,000 bail.
For each of them. Yeah.
But this is coming to light because Natalia is living with a new Christian family who could not adopt her because she is legally an adult in the court system. So they want to reverse her to being a minor so they can legally adopt her.
And they tried, and then the court upheld the initial ruling.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, there's all this thing that twice now they've been like, you're a grown up. I don't know.
I don't buy it. I'm not convinced. What I think is, like, I think she was like a little bit older. She obviously had behavioral issues, and the Barnetts were like, we've bitten off more we can chew. And they're like, let's just get out of this. You can't just, like, abandon your child, obviously. So I think they did kind of cook up this scheme. Like, apparently Michael had told people that Christine made him say this. And now he and his lawyer are denying that he ever said this.
Well, you know what?
And also, it's the plot of the movie Orphan, which came out in 2009. So they could have seen it.
That is.
I think that, like, this is kind of a mix of two things. Like, I think they kind of cooked this
And you know what's
up.
Interesting to me, too? Because I couldn't get any research about this. And this is the daytime TV in me. I want to know why they split up. Like,
same.
Why? Like, what kind of,
no,
like,
literally,
ooh,
same.
The guilt? Like, what? Because I feel like that is a factor in this. Like,
I think that when you adopt a child and bring another child into your home around other children, and that other child threatens to, like, kill people, I think it probably puts a little strain on everybody.
Right.
A new t-shirt we need to make is hashtag bleach a bitch. Awesome.
Yeah. Bleach a bitch. Bleach a
I know.
Bitch,
I right? don't. I don't like not believe that she threatened to kill them. Like, sure, I could believe that she was violent, but I just don't think that she's like a 20 to 30-year-old. Mm. I think you could even be 18 or 16 and like be competent enough to live out on your own. Like, people do that all the time.
I don't know. I don't think that these people would have. I think that they had a lot of things happening in their lives. They have this genius son. She's written a book.
Exactly.
I don't think that they would have put any of that in jeopardy if they didn't have the proof, if the proof wasn't in the pudding and they didn't have like all this stuff to like back up their claims. Like, I don't think they would let themselves get caught. They seem like smart people that have a lot of things.
I don't think they would get caught. Nobody ever does.
I think there's a lot of, because also like the woman, Christine, is a very upstanding citizen. Like, she like is this book, and also her entire career and public persona is based off of her love and support of her child.
Of her adopted children.
So it's kind of an interesting thing too, that this could be an entire rug pull from her. Because that's it. I just have so many questions about her husband, and like their character, what they are actually like, despite just like the like quick paper of them.
Right. Also, the interesting thing is, according to Business Insider, in Indiana, their neglect statute defines a dependent as a person of any age who has a mental or physical disability. So it might not even matter what her age is at all. Like, they could still be guilty just because she has a physical disability.
Oh boy.
I did have a slight issue with them just being like, welp, here's rent for a year to this girl.
Yeah, it's
who,
fucked
like,
up to move to fucking Canada. It's not
and
like
also,
we're going down
but
the
they,
street.
Like, they took her, but when she went into the hospital and said, "Hey, I'm 18," they started to treat her like a teenager. Like, they were trying to get her to do all these other things. Like, they were starting to treat her like her full age, and the Barnetts were like totally fine with that. So she goes, I've done this for all of my children. I've set them up for their first year in college. She's like, I was doing the same thing with Natalia, setting her up as I've done for my other children. I'm well off. I will take care of them to a certain point. You know,
how many other kids does she have?
I don't know. She said, I don't know if she had one of her own, because she said that she had a lot of I think they might have had one of their own, because they had a lot of, she said she had complications.
Because it's like, how many of your other kids did you literally just up and leave in a separate country?
Well, that's, yeah. And then also it's a thing too. It's like, you can't just, this isn't like a model, like you can't just have a model plan for your kids. Every kid's going to be different. And like Natalia might not be one of the kids that can do a year on her own type of situation.
Right.
You know what
especially
I mean?
Like, when she's like been in and out of psychiatric facilities. Yeah. It just seems like they kind of washed their hands of her, and they did everything like technically correct, but then it's also kind of like you kind of were not sensitive enough, in my opinion.
And then also, like, you go to Canada, start doing some press for your book that you love. There with your kid. It's interesting. Like, it's a kind of, I'm like, okay, mother of the year.
I know. I'm skeptical of the Barnetts. I believe them to a point, and then the rest, I'm just not sure how much I believe them.
And the thing, I feel like for, I would like some justice to happen with this, but I feel like my bigger priority is, I was just like, if this new family takes good care of Natalia and like wants to love her and help her and support her, I would just be like, can we just reverse
it? Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, she apparently has a new family and they're like, everything is fine. But I don't necessarily believe them because they're like all Jesus-y. And they're like, God will take care of us.
They also have said, they're like, they haven't even like really read anything about it.
Yeah, they just, said the Lord is watching us. We don't have to read the Daily Mail, which I guess makes sense to an extent, but also.
I guess if you're getting your news directly from God, who needs the Daily Mail?
The 411, yeah.
Yep.
It looks like there are three other kids.
Oh.
Let me see. Jacob Barnett in the center with brother Ethan and brother Wesley. I'm assuming that they brought the other children with them to Canada.
I assume that they didn't just dump their other kids in Indiana.
But also,
they got a one-bedroom flex, so you guys are good, right?
2012.
Yeah. Like, you guys are like Ross and Chandler. Yeah. Or Joey and Chandler.
Spondylopiphyseal.
Now you're just scatting in the corner.
A cozy suburban home. Okay, yeah. Now I'm just, I'm on a thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm skeptical.
I don't think Christine with her career would jeopardize it.
Well, I think that's exactly why she would do it, because she has like too much to lose by having this like rogue child, maybe teenager, like endangering the lives of her other kids.
Well, then
kids.
Also it's a thing
and it
too.
Makes her look bad too.
Yeah, it makes her look like, oh, well, your tactics didn't work for Natalia, what do you have to say about that? And you're like, oh, well, she was different. She was actually this like 45-year-old woman who came in, came in to steal my Chicos. Yeah, type of situation.
To steal my Chicos.
This is going
to
be a real good Lifetime movie.
Oh, I know.
They're just going to redo The Orphan. They're just going to change all the names. The story is going to be exactly the same.
I'm happy the Daily Mail is giving The Cut some money, like a run for their money from just being not the only place pimping out new shows that I want to watch from articles.
Yeah, I know. And also, I can't wait for Netflix to option these life rights.
Like, the Daily Mail breaks up some text with pictures, which I do need from time to time.
I know, Jesus Christ. Not just a banner ad every now and then. Like, give me something, multimedia.
Or like a sepia Instagram post. I'm just like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'll drag them. I don't care.
I'll drag them.
I'm out of my 5 reads a month already. I don't give a shit.
And thank you to the Caroline Calloway drama.
Oh,
we have found
gosh.
Out that The Cut pays $5,000 for their
per article.
80 million thousand word essay.
Wow. I know, which part of me is like, that's a lot. But then part of me is like, I feel like that's not that much considering
how
impressed they got.
Yeah.
Well, because I was going to say $5,000 for that story, for how much traffic they probably got from it.
But it's not like she had to actually do any research. I don't know. I'm just coming at this from like an editor perspective.
Of course.
Like, she literally just wrote a memoir.
Because she probably had the good thing of like, I wonder if she shopped it around to places and there was like a bidding war over her essay.
No, because Caroline.
I think she pitched The Cut.
Yeah, you wrote.
Yeah, sorry. I've been following this story still and I have like such an emotional roller coaster. Like, I had this true 1984 moment where I was like, I like Caroline Calloway, and then the next day I was like, oh my god, no, this girl's so annoying, I can't.
Wait, is her like Red Scare episode out?
So I haven't been able to find it. Red Scare is like some podcast. She did the live show.
I was
upset because I didn't find out that she was doing it until it was like 10 o'clock on the day that she was recording. And I was like, fuck, I missed it.
Dang.
I know, it sucks. But I haven't been able to find the live recording anywhere yet. So shit. I don't know.
There we go.
But you guys, let us know. DM us and what you think. We'll put like some kind of slide up about the Natalia thing.
Oh, yeah. We're taking a poll.
Say, like,
oh, we're
let's
pulling
see,
hard.
Let's see what you guys think. Do we think she's a child? Do we think she's a middle-aged divorcee from the Ukraine?
let us just likes know. Angela Long.
Also, Sarah, we've had a couple things, and I actually want to take it too. Did we get any emails about where we can take the psycho test.
You know what? I have to re-listen to the episode because I don't even remember what the hell I was talking about or referring to.
Yeah. No, we just have some people saying that. It was the test that Eileen Wuornos took, that, and somebody said that they found it. It's the 30 questions, right? 30 or 40.
Some people have been taking a version online, but then there's been, which is fun. But then there's been experts or like people that work in the medical field that say that is like a, you could take it, but it's not an actual, like, actual test you can take. But yeah, I know some people send it. Some people's scores are a little high for a DM to be sent, so it would scare me.
Wait, did somebody send us the actual test?
We'll post it in the group, another true crime group.
We'll post it on Facebook because people were just emailing today. Like, somebody, I just answered one today that was like, I want to take the test. I was like, dude,
join the Facebook group.
Too.
We'll post it there. We'll find it. We'll use our detective skills.
I literally sent an alarm for myself to ask you. I was like, I need to know Sarah. If I'm a psycho. And then I'm definitely going to hide it from my boyfriend.
Before a 2-week trip to Europe.
You'll never find my test.
Bitch. Oh my gosh.
But we'll definitely figure out what you guys think about Natalia. This is truly this case is like weird and kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's just scary to think of bringing someone into your home that you don't know that much about.
Well, because it's it's either like a case of the Damien child or like the crazy parents. It's Damien or Gypsy Rose.
Or both. Gypsy Rose. Speaking of Gypsy Rose, have you guys been watching The Politician on Netflix?
Yes.
I'm obsessed with this show. It's so waspy and amazing.
It's so weird.
It's so waspy. I know.
It's so good. It's so like,
I think I'm on episode
and, like, on
6
itself.
Where I'm like, oh, it's kind of starting to go off the rails. But I really
that's like
it.
The episode Ryan Murphy usually falls off.
What I thought too. I was like, this show, I were texting Robbie because I was watching it when I was recovering. I was like, this show just high on Percocet. Just feeling like, this show's off the rails. Am I it's high like, or is this getting weird?
It's kind of like if they combined The Act with Search Party with like Scream.
It's very full of itself with Ben Platt singing every now and then.
I know, but, did you see that nobody knew what River by Joni Mitchell was?
Yeah.
Kids. Listen to Joni Mitchell.
Like Danny showed me this article in Cosmo that was like, it's actually, that beautiful song is actually an old song. Like,
it's
actually,
by the singer.
Did you bust the case Joni open,
Mitchell?
You dumb bitch.
Yeah. Like, the reason music exists now?
But
yeah.
When you get to the last episode of The Politician, I really like how they set it up for the next season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can't wait. I also love that Gwyneth Paltrow is essentially playing herself.
That girl has got Oscars and Emmys from doing that, and I give her only snaps. She literally walks on a set. She's like, I don't need us. What? Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, these are things I've said.
Yeah. Like,
my
does
children.
My character just drink only matcha and moon dust? Perfect.
Gwen.
Such a good show. Not sponsored by Netflix. No. But maybe now they'll give us some money because we do stand that show. There literally is just a Gypsy Rose knockoff. And they didn't even try hard to like make her different
but it's
from
her grandma.
Actual
it's
Gypsy
her grandma,
Rose.
Not her mom.
Yeah, but the grandma is inexplicably Southern in California. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
because it's Jessica Lange, so like, of course, she's just like,
you know, what's
some
so
kind of Southern girl.
Yeah, you know, well, what's so funny when like, because like when she came up, I was like, no, that's her accent.
She says she's from West Virginia in the show. She's like, right. West Virginia,
right? Which is home. In real life, they're from like what, Louisiana, I think.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, because they made Patricia Arquette super swampy in the act, and Dee Dee Blanchard was not even that swampy.
Oh yeah, that's
I don't know
term.
What you mean by that.
Like swampy, like oh my lord,
like it's kind of like the mud bubbling up.
It's the hot weather, like mint julep talk, like just such that over the top. You're like, Gypsy, why do you hurt your mama? And it's just like,
oh my god.
So if they're not understanding your French, I just say go full swamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if I swamped it up in Paris. Do you have a bread?
A bread.
A bread.
A bread.
Do you have a bread or a tartan?
Then it's going to start. They're going to be like, be chocolate. My guest and be like, what kind do you want?
You can eat the plates.
You can have a baguette. You can have this. Like, it's
going to
be wild.
If you don't think I am going to grab a baguette and twirl in a park, you're fucking dumb. I am going to twirl so goddamn hard. With the baguette and Robbie, I'm gonna make him film it. He's such a bad Instagram boyfriend. Like, I'll be like, content, and he'll just look at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, just please play along.
Please. This is why there were two tickets.
This
on
is what
flight.
The kids are doing nowadays.
He didn't even know what a boomerang was.
What?
Dump him in Paris.
Cancel. Secret serial killer trait.
You canceled, boyfriend. Yeah.
And
you
also, canceled? I just need everyone to know, despite all these luxurious travel plans, two thirds of the podcast are doing. We're going to have episodes every week. We're prepped.
Yep. Yes. We're just going to record like 16 million episodes one week somehow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
We got magic.
Yeah. We got to decide for next week. Also, if you guys are as into fall and fun as I am, Dina from Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Posted the Disney schedule of all the times it will be airing Hocus Pocus, which I have saved.
My news outlets go Daily Mail, then Dina. So.
Yeah. Dina Nicole was like, she just posted your welcome, and it was like, I couldn't even get the thank you out of my brain fast enough. You know?
Wow.
So hyped if for that. Just that's just a fun tip from me to y'all. Cool.
Amazing.
So that's it.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for listening to a riveting episode. Please follow us on Instagram at NATCpod. Rate, review, subscribe, give us 5 stars.
Yeah, and if you don't have anything nice to say, just find another fucking podcast. Yeah. Like, I'm so sick of people. Like, why do you feel the need to tell me how much, or find the need to make a thing about how much you don't like? There's lots
Stop
of other podcasts.
Reading the reviews.
Yeah. I know, but listen, like if we talk we're to people. Yeah,
go, I'm going to put that on your tombstone.
The people that love us, we thank you. And the people that don't like us, just move the fuck
you
on.
You make us stronger. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Yeah, me and Danny had a bottle of wine and read reviews at brunch.
You did?
It actually
Wait, why was I not invited to
the brunch? Because it was for a shitty musical.
We went to a musical.
Oh, that's fun. Which one?
The Lightning Thief.
Oh, my
God. Wait, I know that book. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's a kid's book. It was for kids.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, I know the guy who made it. I was like, oh, it's good.
Yeah. No, it was not my favorite thing I've ever seen.
But it was funny to go to a kid's musical after 3 glasses of wine and just being like, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. But we decided to read some of the reviews.
And it.
Oh, boy. Well.
So, guys, give us something
fun.
Give us
extra nice compliments.
Yeah, to read while drinking wine.
Yeah.
Just write 5 stars with cheers to us. You know, we'll take that.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you don't like it, like people are like, oh, they're trying to rip off another one. We're not trying to do anything. We're trying to be friends talking about crimes. Yeah. If you want the hard hitting, cold facts,
I listen to no other podcast. So I have no clue.
Listen to a different one.
You name me one podcast that talks about fucking Chicos and murder in the same one, and then I'll pay a fine.
New podcast name: Chicos and murder.
Chicos and murder.
Yeah.
Shoulder pads and shuddering.
What? There we go. Amazing.
Shoulder pads and dislocated shoulders.
Yeah, there we go. That just rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
Also, follow Danny on Instagram, Cashmere Danny with a K. Follow Casey, Caseface B with a C. Follow me, Sarah F. Carter.
Can I plug one more thing?
Yeah, Casey's album, yes. Son of a Barb. Download it. It's really funny.
Yes, it's on my Instagram. You can get it. It's officially out October 10th.
Woo.
They're going to be giving it a couple spins on Sirius on October 7th.
Woo.
This may have already come out. Please pre-order my album. Yes. I would love you guys forever. And if you have, send me a DM and I'll send you a nude. Picture of somebody else. Okay.
Wow, what a good marketing strategy. Thank Danny, you. Do you have any shows coming up?
Ooh, I don't know if I have anything coming up, but if you do have Sirius, every Wednesday at 3 or 3:15, I'm doing a pop culture gossip session on The Bennington Show.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, love that. Yep. And if you can't get enough of me on Mondays, for some reason, I also do a podcast called Am I the Asshole?
I just did it.
It's a fun time. Casey did it.
Oh, and I realized I'm the asshole. I'm a misogynist.
A little bit. Yeah. We're going to swipe
into
up.
That one.
Yeah, we're going to do a swipe up to that one. It was a really fun episode.
It was a fun episode. Yeah. I had a good time.
Also, always DM us your sign-off ideas because we're not creative. Today's sign-off comes from Jappel Hunter on Instagram.
Love you, Jappel Hunter.
Oh, yes. I love her.
I love Jappel Hunter.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You're such a fun DMer.
The best.
Literally.
Thanks for listening to Not Another True Crime Podcast. Don't keep up with any Joneses because they'll probably try to murder you.
Great.
So good.
Betches.